Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some notes for CRP producers. With the continued dry weather this summer, there's been an increased interest in the CRP emergency haying and grazing provisions. County eligibility for emergency haying or grazing occurs if the county qualifies via the U.S. Drought Monitor as a D2 drought, which is categorized as severe, or if the FSA County Committee submits documentation that there's a 40% or greater loss in hay or pasture, and there's a 40% or greater loss in precipitation for the preceding four consecutive months, which as of now includes a period of March through June, plus the days in the current month of July. No emergency haying will be released before August 2nd, which is the end of the Iowa primary nesting season. At this time, all that can be released is emergency grazing, and the drought monitor does not have anything to do with getting this released. In order to get this released, it has to meet the 40-40 rules previously mentioned. A couple of points to note about the emergency haying and grazing that differentiate it from managed haying and grazing is that for this year only, emergency haying and grazing has a 10% payment reduction based on the number of acres, actual acres, hayed or grazed. The CRP emergency haying or grazing rights may be leased to others, but the hay cannot be sold. Emergency haying and grazing can follow directly after a year of managed haying and grazing, whereas managed can only be once every 3 years. As with managed, emergency haying and grazing is limited to certain CRP practices. Another thing for producers to consider, if your county does not meet the 40-40 rule or qualify for emergency haying or grazing under the U.S. Drought Monitor, is the managed haying and grazing of their CRP acres. Managed haying and grazing provisions are available to producers to complete outside the primary nesting season, which ends August 1st. Managed haying and grazing of the CRP contract is authorized no more than once out of every 3 years, and like the emergency haying and grazing, is limited to certain CRP practices. Participating producers are assessed a 25% payment reduction, and that's based on the actual number of acres hayed or grazed. For more information about either the emergency or managed haying and grazing provisions, contact your local FSA office. Producers participating in the CRP program are also reminded that they're responsible for CRP cover maintenance. Participants need to maintain practices according to their conservation plan without additional cost share assistance. And this includes compliance with state noxious weed laws and control of other weeds not considered noxious if the undesirable vegetation poses a threat to existing cover or adversely impacts other landowners in the area. CRP participants need to receive FSA approval before beginning spot weed treatment during the primary nesting season, which ends the 1st of August. Treatment includes spot spraying and spot mowing. It's limited to the immediate area of infestation, and cosmetic mowing of the entire CRP area is not permitted. Next, a reminder about marketing authorizations. If sealed grain is going to be sold or is sold, it needs to be moved to the elevator. A 15- or 30-day marketing authorization needs to be obtained. A call or visit to your local FSA office is all that's needed. Failure to obtain a marketing authorization is considered unauthorized disposition. Financial penalties for unauthorized disposition are severe, and producers' names do remain on a loan violation list for a 2-year period, so we remind you always to call before you haul any grain under loan. Are you making any changes? Producers now receive all their applicable financial benefits electronically using direct deposit. If you've changed or closed accounts, or if your financial institution has changed their name, this may affect the direct deposit of your FSA payments. Contact the FSA County office so we can update our files to continue uninterrupted service. In addition, if you've made any farm ownership changes or operator changes, including things like organizational changes from an individual to things like a corporation or a trust, call or stop by the local FSA office to ensure we have all the needed information to update our records. Also, please make certain we have your most up-to-date contact information, including phone numbers, cell phone numbers, addresses, or emails, to ensure we are able to timely communicate with you on our programs. And now, electronic check processing. FSA has recently moved towards an electronic method for processing check payments for customers. All paper checks submitted for payment, either in person or through the mail, will be converted to an electronic funds transfer using over-the-counter channel OTCNet, which is a web-based application. The electronic transfer of funds could occur within 24 hours. FSA will hold the paper check for up to 14 calendar days to ensure the transaction was successfully processed, and then the check will be shredded. The producer will not receive the paper check back from FSA. New electronic check processing system will benefit the agency and producers. It will reduce the possibility of losing or misplacing checks, speed up the check clearing process, and reduce the potential for human error. And finally, a note about acre production records. Operators who had farms that were an acre in 2011 need to provide their FSA office with a copy of the farm's 2011 crop insurance summary sheet as proof of the crop year production for the acre program. There are still producers who have not completed this requirement for the 2011 crop year. Deadline to submit the crop insurance summary sheets and sign the completed FSA 658 record of production and yield forms in the county FSA office has been extended, but you need to submit and sign your information as soon as possible. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. Thanks, and have a great day.